Swing and a miss, strikeout, ball game over. The Nationals have shut out the Reds in this opening game of 2018. The final score today, Washington 2, Cincinnati nothing. And the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Turner dialing up Adams at first, and that, as they say, is that. Nationals win it 13-7. Billy back and windmilling the bat around, and Doolittle kicks and delivers, and it's taken for strike three, and that is that. The Nationals have swept the three-game series. They win this afternoon by a final score of 6-5.
Play ball! That's the Hall of Famer, Marty Brenneman, Reds Radio Network. It was ugly over the weekend. Great to have you in. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Check out LockedOnReds.com for a bunch of insight, including every single Reds podcast. Multiple articles up there as well for your reading pleasure. It's great to be with you. Hopefully you had a lovely holiday weekend. The Reds didn't. Make no bones about it. The Reds did not, and they were 0-3. And you heard the final call there from Marty Brenneman on each and every game. I'm going to the game today, so I can let you know now that, well, the Reds are going to turn things around and beat the Cubs today, because I'm going, and I'm going to call myself the good luck charm. 0-3. Are you surprised? I'm not. I was hoping for 1-2 in the first three games. I was hoping they might steal game one of the series, maybe steal yesterday, and they hung tough yesterday, battled back. It looked closer, honestly, than it was at 6-5 at the end. But let's be honest. The reason they've lost so far, I mean, it's because they're not as good as the Nationals. As crazy as it sounds, I mean, outside of Luis Castillo got torn up pretty good. But Sal Romano yesterday is okay. Not great. I mean, two bombs, three earned runs. It's not awful. That's not awful for Sal Romano for a first start. I mean, think about where we were at last year. So Sal Romano gives up four hits in six innings. I know a couple of them were home runs. Overall, not bad. Homer Bailey, opening day, pitched his tail off in my mind. Pitched his tail off, only gave up four hits through six innings, and gutted it out. Gutted it out in that sixth inning to get, he had just passed the 100 pitch mark, gutted it out, and pitched well. Look, I'm not discouraged from the 0-3 start at all. Look, I knew the Nationals are great. One, the Nationals are fresh. Two, you got Max Scherzer. Then you got Steven Strasburg back-to-back. Well, crap. Unless Luis Castillo's great, probably going to lose that second game. Unless Homer Bailey's great, he was really good, you're probably going to lose that first game. And they did. I'm not panicking. I'm not overly concerned with the start that the Reds have had. With that being said, you just wonder. You'll wonder a variety of things. I found myself over the weekend wondering, how long would this continue? Let's say they start 1-6, 2-10. Say the snowballs a little bit. Let's say maybe 40 games into the year, they're 15-25. Or 13-27, God forbid, 10-30. Let's say that. How long will the leash be for Brian Price? And this is going to be a common theme, but it's one that has to be talked about, because I think he's managing with so much pressure on him, and I don't think, and there's been a lot of gripes about the lineup, and I took calls. I was on 700 WLW. Extra innings on Saturday night, and calls complaining about the lineup, and I get it. Some people want Scooter Gennett to hit second. I want Joey Votto to hit second. I would go Winker, Votto. That's what I would do. Every day that Winker's in, he would hit leadoff. Every day, Votto, obviously going to be playing, he's hitting second. That's what I would do, because those guys get on base. And then you have all these power hitters from Duvall, Shepler, Gennett that you could platoon from three through, you know, six, whatever you need to do there. That's how I look at it. That's how I view it. You may differ. But to me, Brian Price, is going to get ripped to shreds by the fan base. It's set up for it to happen. You clearly know this team. They're not the Nationals. They're going to lose. Like, they'll play the Nationals again, and they'll probably lose that series. That's like, it wouldn't shock me if they lost the next two games to the Cubs. That's part of it. You're playing against two of the best teams in the league. That's what happens. Here's Brian Price after the game on losing three straight.
Well, it's frustrating to lose because, you know, we want to make some big changes this year. And so if we were 0-3 and you end up winning 90 games and nobody really gives a care, you know, gives a darn that you start out 0-3. But we got to, you know, it's a long season. It's a long season. It's frustrating, but certainly not to the point where anyone's going to be down.
That's Brian Price after the game, Fox Sports Ohio. It sounds good. That sounds good. I'm concerned with that aspect of it. Because here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen with the Reds all season. And I got into a debate with Chick Ludwig about it on Extra Innings. The moment one of the outfielders struggles, Jesse Winker, Billy Hamilton, Adam Duvall, Scott Schebler, and they play. Let's say Scott Schebler goes 0 for 4. People are going to be like, well, why the hell didn't you play Adam Duvall? Or let's say Billy Hamilton goes 0 for 3 and doesn't make an amazing catch, doesn't steal any bases, doesn't get on. People are going to question, why not Scott Schebler in center field? Because, well, Billy Hamilton didn't make any highlight plays. The second guessing that is going to go on in the outfield is going to be the biggest thing I think talked about outside of the future Reds manager this season. It feels that way. I don't think that any of them, Duvall, Schebler, Hamilton, are great enough or good enough to separate themselves from the pack. Like, Jesse Winker has to play. He has to play because why? Well, you need to get him reps. And he played in 2 out of 3 games. And that's what I expect. I expect him to play probably 2 out of 3. And I haven't seen a lineup today. It's 10 in the morning as I'm recording this. But to me, the moment one of them struggles, the moment the lineup is tweaked a little bit, it's going to be so second-guessed. And the great thing about it was on opening day, people saw the lineup and everyone was excited. Except my broadcast partner on 700 WLW, Chick Ludwig, he screamed at the top of his lungs about Adam Duvall. And I don't buy this, but he screamed about how Adam Duvall needs to be in the lineup. Let's see. Do we got some of that? Let's hear that. Here's part of my conversation. Here's Chick Ludwig losing his mind.
The dude has to play. He was an all-star in 2016. And I said it at the top of the show. If I'm him, I'm absolutely seething that I'm not in the starting lineup on opening day. I am owed that. Yes. I work my tail off. I get traded from San Francisco to the Reds. I bust my tail. I'm invited to the Home Run Derby. I'm a 2016 All-Star. And you're not putting me in the lineup on opening day? I am mad. I'm angry. I'm seething.
That's Chick Ludwig. After the game on Extra Innings on 700 WLW, after Saturday's game, I get it. Look, he thinks Adam Duvall is better than he is. Is Adam Duvall slightly better than Scott Schebler? Sure, but they're both flawed. Neither of them hit for a great average. Duvall's probably a little bit better in the field, I guess. I don't even know if that's the case. And I don't really care about the All-Star game in 2016. Both hit for power. I get it. But the bottom line is I'm not benching Jesse Winker for Adam Duvall. Adam Duvall, if anything, if I'm the Reds, here's how this outfield settles itself. Here's how it does. You continue to develop Jesse Winker. Scott Schebler, Adam Duvall, Billy Hamilton, the rotation continues, along with Winker, of course. The rotation continues, and what it does is it keeps everyone fresh. It keeps everyone on their toes. It keeps everyone competing, everyone battling, and it gets the absolute best out of all four players. Why? Because in life, sometimes comfort isn't good for you. And I get it. You want to roll to the stadium and know, oh, I'm in the lineup today or you're not. Well, now you're going to have to prepare regardless. You're going to have to dive in regardless. And the Reds have a great bat, especially if Duvall or Schebler's on the bench or Winker Everyone but Billy. A great bat on the bench that they can use in a pinch if they need to. In my mind, this is, you know, the phrase, no pressure, no diamonds, right? There's going to be pressure on these guys, and this is how it's solved. This is how you solve it. You hope that one, if not multiple, have career years. Imagine if Billy Hamilton, and so far, that's not the case, but imagine if Billy Hamilton hit 300 for the first 3 months of the year. And we're talking in late June about how Billy Hamilton's playing well and maybe he's got it. I'd trade him. Whoop, trade him. Go. Get him out. Or maybe Adam Duvall just tears it up. Tears it up. And the added rest just, he looks like he's better than ever. Then maybe you can get enough for one of these guys, one of these players, in a trade. That makes it worth it. They have a plethora of outfielders, a surplus. At some point, you're going to want to get value for one, if not more, of that surplus. We know Winker's the future. Schebler, Duvall, Hamilton, ? Who will be here? Here's what I know. I want all of them to play well, and then the Reds can decide it at the trade deadline. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. One other thing I want to get to, and I won't be shocked if they lose today. I won't be shocked if they lose tomorrow. This team is going to go through growing pains. I tried to set the standard the expectations about as low as possible because I knew it was going to happen. I knew Luis Castillo was going to struggle at times. Homer Bailey, by the way, is going to struggle at times this year. They're going to have in Giovanni Gallardo, they signed him over, and he got shelled yesterday. They signed him over the weekend. Interesting to me. We'll see how that goes. I don't know really why they made that move. They bolster the bullpen a little bit more. They feel good about it. We'll see. 32 years old, gave up 2 runs, 3 hits in 1 inning yesterday, 28 total pitches. We'll see. Hopefully it turns out to be the same way Scooter Jeanette did last year when he got released by the Brewers. As of now, so far, not the case. But to me, the wins and losses matter. But it's hard to beat the Nationals. Like in the NBA, and I know baseball and basketball are different, but in the NBA, if you're a mid-level team and you lose to the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James, you know, it is what it is. If you lose to the Golden State Warriors, and I know baseball is different and anything can happen. You can get hot. Maybe your pitcher plays well or their pitcher struggles early, and all of a sudden, boom, you're winning. You're beating a team you shouldn't beat. That didn't happen over the weekend. That's all. That's the case. And it sucks because they had 7 runs on Saturday, and that just happened to be the one outing where their starter struggled over the weekend. The other two starters were okay. Homer Bailey, really good. And then Sal Romano was okay. If they get 7 runs yesterday, Sal Romano only gives up 3 through 6, we're probably having a different conversation today. So to me, I'm not losing my mind about the Nationals. Obviously, they started 0-3. The Reds did against them. It's okay. Take a breath. Hopefully, here, this is what you should root for. Me being good luck. Because I'm going today with Mo Egger. We will be at the game. It's opening day 2. By the way, it's like 36 degrees outside right now. Snowed yesterday in Cincinnati. Ugh. Stinks. It's going to be like 50 degrees around game time. I already have my hoodie on. I'm gearing up. I have the heat up. So maybe I'll just stay nice and warm throughout the game because I've been in the heat all day. I'm James Erpine on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. We'll have a podcast each and every day. Now, it was weird with opening day and opening day getting pushed to Friday and all that stuff. But Monday through Friday, it's your daily Reds fix. Check out LockedOnReds.com. You'll hear from Marty Brenneman probably on a daily basis. Hopefully, we're talking about a game-winning call that you'll hear from him on tomorrow. Does that make sense with the outfield? I think it'll settle itself. And what's wrong with having 4 guys? And I'm not going to question Brian Price every single time he picks 3 and it's not the guy that you wanted or the guy that didn't struggle, so to speak, because it's going to be so easy to question him. Here's what I do want. At-bats, at-bats, at-bats for Jesse Winker. I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Until then, hopefully the Reds can get a win between now and the next podcast. Follow on Twitter. Until next time, I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast.